to look, how's the pre-season been?
Yeah, it's been good. All the boys are really up and about, and we're moving really well, and looking forward to when the season starts.
So your second one, how much further advanced are you physically from where you were this time last year?
Yeah, I feel a lot stronger and a lot fitter. Had interruptions last pre-season, but I feel a lot better now, and feeling a lot stronger, as I said, and can't wait for the season to start.
Are you more across what's required as well, do you think, than you were this time last year?
Yeah, definitely. I was here having the year experience and another year in again, and I feel like I know a whole lot more, and looking forward to a couple more years.
Do you feel like you're part of the first 22 now? Do you think are you well enough established at the club to feel?
No one's established really. There's always a massive fight for spots. We've got a young back line and we're all fit, ready to go. So, no, I don't feel safe at all. Every week, take it as the week comes.
You offer them something though that they have struggled with at times. You're a decision maker and a ball user. How important is that, do you think, for you to maintain and improve on?
That's a key thing for all of us. Our ball use out of defensive 50 wasn't that good last year. So now we've got Nathan Wilson. Talon Demand's really training well, and our ball use is getting a lot better. So it's not just one strength. We all have to work on a lot. As I said, it's going to be a massive fight for spots.
Your intercept marking, I think, a couple of games last year was a real trait of you. Is that something that comes natural to you?
I'm not too sure, really. It's just sort of read the game and back the players behind me and sort of just listen to them. So I got lucky a few times, but just what I've done over the last couple of years, and hopefully bring it to life again next year.
Did Ross or your line coach sort of tell you to back you in to rotate those marks and turn in, obviously, what defence is quickly to attack?
Definitely. They do tell you to do it, but it's not just me doing it. The whole back seven of us are doing it. So, it's just always having confidence in yourself and confidence in your teammates around you.
Did you surprise yourself at all, reflecting on last year, mate, and you're coming in a mature age, I know, but did you surprise that how many games you did play and the impact that you did have?
Definitely. I did surprise myself. I was set a goal to play 5 games, and lucky enough, we got 11. So, surprised myself a little bit, but all the hard work did over pre-season sort of gave me that confidence to play a little bit more. So,
What are your goals this year then? I imagine the expectation probably goes up given the impressiveness from last year.
Hopefully play a few more games this year and just keep improving. Even if I'm not playing, don't play an appeal, I'm just going to keep improving my craft and hopefully can play a few more games for years to come.
How important to you was the time in VFL at COVID?
It was massive. Obviously playing with bigger bodies when other players are playing with kids. Playing against some AFL players down the VFL, which you nearly play against AFL clubs every week. So that did give me a little bit of experience and a little bit of help coming into the AFL.
Does it keep you hungry as well? Like maybe hungrier than you would otherwise be if you were just trundling around on an AFL?
Definitely it did. As I said a couple of years ago, that I didn't really want to play AFL footy, and then going down the VFL and just getting that hunger again to obviously play AFL footy, which I got from playing it down at Coburg.
And what role did Peter German play in all of that?
Yeah, massive role. He was my mentor from that whole year, and really listened to him, and we had our chats one-on-one. That really did keep my passion for footy going, so I thank him a lot.
Luke, have you prepared at all this year to potentially sort of have sort of a defensive forward put on you, like a tagger almost, to try and shut down your
risk? Nah, definitely not. I just worry about playing my role and our defensive role, and I don't think about that at all.
You had an off-field hiccup last year. What did that teach you, and how better prepared are you for the demands and requirements of AFL?
Yeah, I've learned a lot off it. Obviously, I missed the game, and I've learned from that and put it behind me. But, just moved on from it, really, and, definitely won't happen again.
Is that just inexperience, you think, or naivety?
Just a bit rarer than just inexperience, a bad decision, and, I've definitely learned from it, so put it behind me.
Does that help you sort of relate to the younger players around the club and sort of like help keep them very aware of everything that's required? It is a very demanding environment.
Yeah, well, I've told the boys about my incident the first year we went on a camp and told them you're getting watched everywhere and all that sort of stuff, and not to make a decision like I did. So these first year boys are really, really switched on, so they'll be right.